past couple of Wednesdays, we're discussing a few topics that I found quite interesting myself, so I wanted to share a few thoughts in more detail what I was thinking about these passages here, kind of connected to Revelation as well. So we can start with Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him, and he with me. In other words, he wants to come in and share something with us, something he wants us to partake in. If we read further down, verse 21, to him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne. Also, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. And if we read also in James, chapter 1, verse 12, blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, in other words, tried, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. So to overcome means to conquer something or have victory over something. So this too shows that through the trying of our faith, which is the word of God that comes from directly from his mouth to us, we will conquer in order to receive the crown of life. And if we read further down in Revelations chapter 3:22, it says, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Just looking at these few passages, we can see that the book of Revelation focuses on what God wants us to partake in and what he wants as a result to be when we do conquer these things. And if we follow the passages carefully, first three chapters, we will see that what the Spirit is trying to say, which is to be born of God. And for the remainder of our lives, we live for God and not for our flesh. If we read Revelations chapter 2, verse 7, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life. So if we ate from the tree of life, or like in James it says, we receive the crown of life, there is no more death. And where there is life, there is light. And as we know, the word, God's word, is light. And if we go further down, or go back to 1 John chapter 2, verse 5, but whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. If we go up to verse 3, now by this we know that we are in him if we keep his commandments. So keeping his word is the equivalent of keeping his commandments. Now let's go to Revelation chapter 2, verses 4 through 5. Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen. Repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent. And as we discussed this earlier, previous sermons, first works is the primary thing we need to focus on, which is to find the love of God, to love His commandments, to love God, which is the same thing. If we love God, we love His commandments, and we fulfill them entirely. So look at this, when we see that the primary objective is to have the Word of God perfected in us. Only then can we keep and fulfill God's commandments, because we love His commandments, and that should be our first and foremost priority at this time. And it's to allow God's Word to teach us in His ways and His will. And kind of summarize this, you know, the result which God is expecting and what He wants us to partake in is to be born of Him, to become sons of God. And that is what it means to be in Him, because we no longer exist, but we are lost in Him, and we are part of one unit, which is the body of Christ. And how do we know that we are in the body of Christ? Because we love His commandment, His will, and fulfill it, and it is fulfilled in us. And as we see in 1 John chapter 2, verse 6, he says, "He who says he abides in Him ought himself also to walk just like He walked." So to follow Christ's example, His path, and fulfill His purpose just like, fulfill our purpose here on earth just like Christ did His on this earth.